Simon Reish Dalet and Reish Vav Sif Aleph and Beit. Reish Hashem. Chaver says, Al Damer Shein Gedulam in Arat Kain Basar Vehemo Chayev Oif Dogen Beitzi Mechalov Gvino Pash Ifsho Vechulu Vechulu. I think the Mechaber lists 30 things that Berchotai Shehakol. Betzem, they're all Mefurish in the Gemara Kmat that the Bracha Shehakol. Just the Haro, why is it that we don't make a special, specific bracha on Sar Behema Chayev Oif? Why? We know that by the Gemara says in Daf Mem, Kol Yom Tein Loi Me'ein Berchoisov, that every day where it's supposed to be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ein Berchoisov, and that's what we pass in, even the Chachamim are masking. There's a Chiddush of Yehuda holds that Kol Min U'min Tein Loi Me'ein Berchoisov, and that's why we make a very Pri Adama, very Mine Deshamim, very Pri Mine Zroim, the Gemara says. So Kol Shekein L'Chor, L'Fir Yehuda, you should make on the every min of Shakol. Vos Epis, that these foods don't have a specific bracha. I don't have an answer, except for I have a vegetarian that likes to come eat by me sometimes. And Titan is that really, Minatera, there's no Indian to eat meat. That which the Indian of Basar is only Al's Basar Karbonis. That's the chashivus of meat. Even though we have, there is a mitzvah on yantif to be mevarach. But that's a mitzvah comes betzem is the makor is from Basar Shlomim. That's betzem the makor. Sounds like that in and of itself, atak is not a chashiv ha-maichol. Certainly, rave of the things that are mentioned over here are not chashiv ha-maichol. And that's why it doesn't have a bracha mevarach. The only shayla really is Basar Chayev Oif. These type of things. And the shayla is, does that deserve a bracha miyuchedes? Maybe in a chanami, it's not considered, we don't find that it has any chashivas be'etzem, if not for the fact that it's a chiluk of the karbonis. Now there's a mitzvah, even mid rabbanah l'chorah, to be mevarachon. But it is still l'chorah ha'orah, of us epis that there isn't a specific bracha. What is pasha ifsho? Pasha ifsho means bread that went bad, and Mishabura says niskalko ksas ayideze, it's not niskalko lagamri. And the halacha is that you make a shakal on it. What are we referring to? So, does it mean moldy bread? So the Mishabura points out in the Shaar Tzion that if there are parts that are not ifsho, that means that there's halakim, if you have a piece of bread that has green spots on it. If in between the green spots it's regular bread, or it's not ifsho, it doesn't have the mold on it, then the chera, you make a hamaitzi and you make a birchas hamazin. The Mashmoy says that you're eating the part that mamish went bad. That's the part that mamish went bad, and therefore you only make a shakal in it, and you do not make a hamoitzi. The Bir Halacha declares what's going to be if a person eats a sheer tzviyo, so now he has a shayla v'daraisa, when he gets the birchas hamazon, what should he do? Does he just make a brand of fashoi, so does he make a birchas hamazon? The Maisa, the Shevet Alevi, says that kokama, that you only make a shakal at the beginning, it's because it doesn't have the chashivas of pas. It's not something which was mishtab chaboy, Eretz Yisrael for sure, l'chera, chito zero, doesn't have the chashivas, and memeila in echanami, it's not going to get the birchas hamazon. It's not rechem to be considered lechem echlal, and therefore it's not going to get the birchas hamazon. Exactly at what gather do we rechem it to be considered something which is bad? I think certainly if it's moldy bread, then in echanami. If you eat the moldy part of the bread, then l'chera one should only make a shakal in it. What happens if it's a got freezer burnt? What's the halacha of that? You have bread. I was once by somebody's house, a older relative, and they made for me French toast. And after 10 of French toast, it was Sukkot, so it couldn't have been more than 6 months old. But since Pesach, but it was definitely very, very close to that. I don't know for sure. And it was clearly freezer burnt. It was hard to, and she was pushing me, you know, to keep on eating some more. But I forced myself to have. But Lashayla, is that considered Pasha Ifsha? At what point do we reckon it to be considered Pasha Ifsha? So that's really a question that we have when we get to Tavshal Shenishtana Tzurel Sivin Iskalko. So Mishabura says, Mary Gamke Shenishtalko Tzas, Vole Le Gamri, De La Vachi Afilu Shahako Le Shaykh Le Bruche. Now what's considered Iskalko Tzas? At what point do we consider, let's say you put in too much salt. Betzim, the food itself is good, but you put in too much salt. So you burnt it with the salt, or you burnt it Bechlal, you burnt it. And now it tastes burnt. Is that considered Iskalko? So the same bracha brings down from Hashem Zalman that's not considered niskalko. Unless it's mamish too salty, that the standard person, the fact that it's a little bit salty, beseder. If it's only nechal ayideat chak mamish, then it loses its bracha. If it's not nechal b'chlal, so it's not edible. So then you don't make any bracha. If it's nechol ktas ayidei atchak, then you make a shachol. But if it's freezer burnt, or it's a little bit too much salt, then even though in a chanami you would have liked it with not so much salt, it's not going to lose its bracha. Now, what's considered nechol ayidei atchak? So I don't have a good hagdara. When we got to Michael ben Drusai in Hilchas Shabbos, we were mitzadeh that maybe it means the chalent that your wife puts out the first week after you got married, the first time she makes chalent, if you would eat it, that's Michael ben Drusai. That's lechera together. If you're not able to, so then that's nechal dei etchak means something during Shana Rishena that your wife puts out for you. So if you're able to eat it, that's nechal dei etchak. If it's mamish so salty that you can't get it down, that's in echanai wouldn't be that together. But a little bit too salty or a little bit freezer burnt, lechera is not going to be mafkia the bracha. Val melech, val mei melech, val marak, val kmein upitrius, val kuro. All these things. Now, just to go through a few of them. What does it mean, alamarak? So, alamarak, the Mishnah Berurah says, shelbasar, it's meat soup. Dilu shayirakis, that's already machlekes, what the bracha is. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of marak? Doesn't lechera, what bracha could it be? It's made out of the two ingredients that it's made out of. Are meat, which are shakol, and water, which is shakol. Maybe salt, which is shakol. What are the choices? You don't have too many choices over here for it to be. So the Divrei Chamuda, he's more this, and he says that it's talking about that there's vegetables inside. There's vegetables inside the soup as well. And this is totally in the Gemara, in the Halacha, in Siman Reishei, that if you have vegetables and meat inside, then the Chiddush is that even though there might be even more vegetables, but Lamaisa, the Iker Bracha, first of all, we see that tam basar is more chashiv than yirakis. It's not that it doesn't have a chashivah. But the we have tiny for him next time he comes over for Shabbat. But lachur, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is even though you have vegetables and you have meat inside, nevertheless, you don't go basar the yirakis, you go basar the meat and it gets a shackle. Now, lechura the mash, it's a nice chiddush. It's interesting though, because in the Gemara it sounded al melech v'al zomis. Zomis, according to one pshat, it means marak. That's what it is, according to certain rishonim. But zomis, the mashmois in the Gemara is that there's a chiddush here. You would have thought maybe you wouldn't make any bracha b'chlal. You wouldn't al melech v'al zomis. Melech means salt. Who eats salt? Odi ovid inish the shadi lipume. The Gemara says it's not a normal thing to eat. Or there are those that say explain that zomis is mei melech. Some say that it means the ketzef. It means like the fizz, the bubbles that are on top of the food, so that's not really a meichel. There's a chiddush in there that you mevarach shakol. Here, lechera, the chiddush is not that you mevarach shakol, the chiddush is that you're not mevarach adama. I don't have an answer for that, lechera. The alakmein v'apitrius. Kmein v'apitrius are types of fungi, the types of mushrooms, ukedeme. And the bracha that you make on them is shahakol. This is something which is not so well known to many people. And they think that vegetables grow on the ground, and many of them do grow on the ground. And, or on the ground, or in the ground. The Mishnah Berurah says, below the ground, shimitzuyin tachas hakarka, mnevron mishuman aretz, these type of things, lamaisa, they're together with all the vegetables in the refrigerator section, and therefore many people make adam on them. It's before a gemara and shulchan aruch that you make a shahakol. What happens if you made adam? Are you yetzi b'di'evad or not? So Maisa the Kavach Haim says in the Chanam, you are yetzi b'di'evad. I'm sorry, the Aruch HaShulchan says you're yetzi b'di'evad. Why? Kivan she'ini kosam min ha'aretz. Since they're yearning from the arts, therefore, you're yetzi b'di'evad. In fact, the Shevet Alevi, the Gemara says before, it's not that way. The Gemara says that they're godly min ha'aretz, but they're not yearning min ha'aretz. It's fakert, mitzarachi. The Mashmoy says that he understood that in the Chanam, yitaka b'di'evad, you wouldn't be yetzi. Not clear, l'maisa b'di'evad, what to do. Maybe we'll continue with the next halacha, and then we'll be machriya, maybe possibly. The shayla is bizmanenu. Bizmanenu, there are many types of mushrooms that they do plant. Somebody just asked me recently. Portobello mushrooms, very chashuv mushrooms. The truth is that many, many mushrooms, even regular mushrooms, they are nizraim in the adama. They're made, they don't go around looking for them on the side of the trees, they're growing on the side of the trees and cut them off. There's ways to just like many of the other things I was about to say, alfalfa sprouts and all the types of sprouts that up until now were maybe animal fodder. but now became a proper food for many people. These type of things. All those things, in Echanami, they grew wild, but now they already plant them. So these type of mushrooms, they plant already. There's ways to plant them. It's not, I don't think it's regular seeds, but there's ways to plant them. They grow from the ground. That's a good question. Are they actually yearning from the ground? So L'chura, Meikra, the Shevet Levi says, they don't. The bracha doesn't change. The bracha doesn't change, and in Echanami, it's going to be a shahakal. It's not going to be a adama. Now, in such a case, though, if it is girdle from the Adama, then you have to know whether or not it's yearning from the Adama or not. But it's hard to say that it's not considered a Priya Adama if it's mamish growing out of the ground. Shailas, the Gemara seems to be saying that there's Gadli min Aretz, right? They are girdle from the Aretz. They're not yearning maybe, but they are girdle. The ones that they nowadays they able to plant that they actually grow from the ground, you have to know what the Matthias is. Are they yearning from the ground or they're not yearning from the ground? Lachar, there is something where it is getting from the ground. Certainly Bidiyaved, I would not say to make a new bracha. Bechlaf, to tell you, Baruch HaShem says not to make a, says that you are used to be the Yavid. So the best thing to do is to find something else to be Mvarach on, that's Adama, that's Shakal, and to be Yaitse with that. That's usually not too hard to find the Shakal. And you could even use sugar. You could even use sugar, and coffee. And chocolate. Chocolate is a chaskima. Now, similar to vegetables that don't really grow from the ground, there's a shaila, what's the halacha with regard to fruits and vegetables and wheat which grows in an otzachein or nakev? Otzachein or nakev means a flower pot that does not have a hole in the bottom, which is not considered mechuba lekarka, and that's why midaraisa, that's not chayv in trumas or maisus, maybe in the rabban it is, but there's no din shmita midaraisa, these type of things, because it's not considered as if it grows from the ground. Mela, the nishmas adam says, that Chayadim, Nishmas Adam says that if you take wheat, which is grown out of Otzachein and Akuf, and you make it into bread, you cannot make a Hamaiti Lechem in Aretz. You can make a Brei Meir Mezenis, Mazin it is. But Hamaiti Lechem in Aretz, you can't. There doesn't want to say that Dafka Hamaiti Lechem in Aretz, it's not considered Aretz, but Adama, it is considered Adama, it is dirt. And Memela, you would be able to make a Brei Pri Adama, or something like that. That would be those that are Mechalik. Like that. It is a big Mechalik as a Paiskim. The Rosh Hashem Sachem says that even if it grows in water, the Ma'aseh Lebracha is Hadama, that's how the Shevet HaLevi and others, many other places can go, that any time that you have, even if it's Otzachein or Nakev, that's still considered a Brei Priya Hadama, and a Brei Priya, it's certainly the Chari could, but it's it's still Nechshav a Brei Priya Hadama, and the Chari even Benigayat HaMaitzi, you'd be able to make HaMaitzi on something which grew out of that. It's much more common, a lot of people they plant in their house. You plant cherry tomatoes and other types of things. They're not tashin and akiv. Then what bracha do you make on them? Do you make a shahakal on it or not? Lamaisa, the consensus of most paiskim is that you make adama. And that's certainly the minhag ha'olam that make adama on these type of on. There's really two possibilities for these type of foods. There's atashin and akiv, or what they do now is called matzah minutak. Samurutak is very common during Shemitah. They want to have vegetables that are not a problem of Shemitah. So what they do is that they put a plastic on the ground, and then they plant, either they put dirt on top of the plastic, or they put something else, a Otzachein and Akuv on top of the plastic. So really, Otzachein and Akuv is Bepashas when it gets to Shemitah, if it's inside of a house. If it's inside of a house, Otzachein and Akuv inside of a house, then Lachur, there's no, the Mashmais is no din Shemitah. Now there's a problem though, if it branches out outside of the Otzachein and Akuv. In other words, if you have something which grows and it sticks out on the sides. So now it's not inside of the, just inside of the flower pot, so it's also being yearnik from the sides. So what they do is they put a plastic around the entire thing, that way even if it goes outside the sides, it's not being yearnik from the ground, and it's not a problem. What they call Matzah Minutak. The minhag ha'olam is, for the most part, to make on that, to make adama. To make adama on that. And L'chara Natsashin HaNakov as well, things that go on Natsashin HaNakov. The minhag is, like Shevet HaLevi said, to make, he brings down the Chazon Ish like that you make a adama on it. Now, what's the story? That's with things that grow be'etzim in dirt, just they're grown in dirt, that's not attached to the ground. However, they have nowadays hydroponics, where you can grow in water. It's not even grown in dirt. How exactly they do it, I'm not exactly sure. But it is, it's not really, it's not based in the dirt. And Memela, l'chura, this is much more shver to make a bracha on. And the stock of more faiskim that are mitzadeh le lahachmor or lahakol, not to make adam on it, because it's not adama. It doesn't come out of the adama. It grows from the water. In such a case, in a chanami, even though there are others that say that you're not machalik between the different types, and we go baster roiv of the min, and since roiv of the min grows from the ground, therefore that's what we're kriveya the min as, and therefore you make adama. However, nevertheless, so in the Shari Bracha, he is mitzadeh after he's marich in the sinin barichus gedolo. He's mitzadeh that in such a case in a chanami you should make a shakol. There are many more paiskim that are mitzadeh that it has the din of a shahakol, because it doesn't grow from the adama. It's not even a atashin enochim. And therefore, in such a case, lechur, it's a savik brachos, one should make a shahakol. If you have a hadama and a shahakol, that's terrific, that's the best. But if you don't, and there's only one bracha, then you make a shahakol. Now, very many people don't know what their vegetables are coming from, where their vegetables are coming from. They don't know where their lettuce is coming from. If it's coming from hydroponics, it's not coming from hydroponics. And I would think that most of the olim that doesn't know just makes hadama on it. L'chari yaitu b'diavad, for sure, in such a case, because it's certainly that's the min, and it's a machlekes apreiskim. It is, if a person knows, then since it is not so pashit, then if you don't know, I don't know if you have to be chayshish for it. I don't know if you have to be chayshish for it, and make a hadama. However, if you do know that it's from hydroponics, then it would be better to make a shahakol, or to patter it up with hadama and a shahakol. The next thing the Mechaber says is, alakir, hartzapam. What bracha do you make on hearts of palm? So we have the can of hearts of palm somewhere around here, unless they threw it out already by now. But the shal is what bracha? Now, finally got to it. We handled it at the beginning of this man, we came from the Gemara, and here's finally the Shulchan Aruch. So it's mefurish. Hearts of palm, you make a shahakol on. The truth is that it's really mefurish in the Gemara. We saw the machlekes whether or not it's hadam or it's a shahakol. We paskin, lo inati lu inshi adaita dahochi, and therefore you make a shahakol on it. That's how the Gemara came out. That we make a shahakol l'chira. The question is, b'zmaneinu, it's not lo inshi adaita dahochi. Most of the hearts of palm that they have is not lo adaita dahochi. Now, there was a fellow here, his name is Rabbi Chanan Beckerman. He's actually, they brought him in to give a few shirim in the past few weeks, downstairs also learning brachas. He's a big bucky in Yoni Brachas. And he was talking about Kairo, and he actually said that while he was handling one of these in Yonim, the electric company cut down a palm tree that was getting in the way of some wires, and he was able to take off the top. He got just to take the top, and you see him there eating the kura out of the top of the palm tree. He said in the middle of the shiur, he says, "I'm not going to tell you what bracha I made on it." So what bracha did he make on it? What bracha did he make on it? L'chura, a pashan in that case, where it's loy not to a, that's a regular palm tree. That's what the Gemara was talking about. He made a shakal. And if he didn't, he should have. No, he made a shakal because that's the halacha. The standard palm tree is not planted. It's loy not to a inchi a day to the hachi. It's planted for dates. And memela, it does not have the chashivas of a pre, and you make a shakal on it. However, in Brazil and these other places where they're planting tens of thousands of these trees of special types of palm trees that they're able to, some say that they're really coconut trees, and you're able to, they usually last 2 or 3 years. For the one that saw the little video that was sent out at the beginning of this month, it has 3 sprouts. Every year they're able to take a different one, and then they plant again. They're planted specifically for this reason. And therefore you make adama. However, there's 2 possibilities why maybe that's not the way. One is Ramesh's mitzadid, that the svara of Natin Ulinshi Adaita Dahachi is telling you whether or not you're ruining the tree or not ruining the tree. It doesn't make a difference if it was Natin Ul Adaita Dahachi. If you're ruining the tree, that's considered Loy Natin Ul Adaita Dahachi, because you don't plant the tree to ruin it. Aye, people do. But that's Be'etim, something that is Loy Natin Ul Adaita Dahachi. He even goes so far to say the other way around, that the Sharatim brought down from the Birkei Yosef that Olenu Tmaris, Olin of the trees, the bracha is hadama, because not the ikar pri, says the Shaar HaTzion. However, bizmanenu it's loy not you inshadai tzachi. The Gemara says it's not the inshadai tzachi, therefore you make hadama. Bizmanenu it's loy not you inshadai tzachi. She says you should make a shakol. Rishis mitzadei no, you make hadama. Not you adai tzachi, loy not you adai tzachi means, do you plant it for this because it's going to ruin the tree if you take it off? That's considered loy not you adai tzachi. If it's not going to ruin the tree, then I don't care what your das was lemaisa. It's not going to ruin the tree. It's considered not to adai tzedachi. And therefore, You would make hadama on it, even if lechatchila at the time that they planted the slaf, they didn't have in mind for the olin utmaris, since it doesn't ruin the tree, that's considered not to be zayta d'achi for everything on the tree, and therefore you make hadama. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah certainly did not go that way from the fact that he's mitzvah not that way, and that's how most of the pesukim went. That's considered nati lodai. Let's say by hearts a palm, that is considered nati lodai to dahachi, even though it ruins the tree, since it was specifically planted for that. There are those that are mitzvah, there's a different taina. They say samas that we go basar raiv of the min, and since most date trees, palm trees, are planted for the purpose of dates and not for the purpose of the keril, then even though these are not. I don't know the percentages wise, whether or not we could work. It could be that also in Brazil that most of them are planted for this reason. I have no idea. But that's also a svar mechudeshes, lamaisa, because here we have whole pardesim that are planted solely for this reason. And therefore, the pashtas is that you make hadama, and that's how most of the machabre and placekes menenu go, that you make a hadama on hearts of palm, since it is not to mention adaita dalchi. I just had a haro. What bracha achorina do you make on it? What bracha achorina do you make? So chare pashtas, you make a brain of pashtas, right? It's a hadama. What are the other choices besides that? So I saw the shari bracha. He says in a chanami it's pashtas that you make. There's no question. You make a brain of pashtas. I didn't know why there's no question. Kreis is chito. You make a hadama on it. And nevertheless, the halacha is, Taisa says, Nochan Adover, they should only eat a Teichasudah, because it's a shalom, and you get to the Bracha Achreino. And that's how the Mechaber passes the halacha, in Simin Reish Ches. That Nochan to eat Kreis Chita, somebody has honey smacks, or somebody has shalva, one of these types of things, Nochan to eat it only Teichasudah. Whether or not you're Mechuyiv, or you're not Mechuyiv, we already discussed then, Shem Zaman says, Namnechiv, it's a nice hinder. But the Maisel Achreino, Chathil, it's a Teichasudah, because you don't know what Bracha Achreino to make. Should you make Al Adam or Pri Adam or not? Why don't you say the same thing over here? It comes from a date tree. A palm tree. A palm tree is one of the Shivas Aminim. Since it's one of the Shivas Aminim, so l'chara kokama that you may have dam on it, you should have to, there should be a suffix, al adama pri adama. I think that's the answer. The answer is there's a big difference between chit and sa'ira and the day tree. Chit and sa'ira is the actual one of the Shivas Aminim. Tamar is the one which is the tamar. It's not the tree which is the Shivas Aminim, it's the day which is the Shivas Aminim. Meal over here, it's never pashit that you only make your brain of pashit. Val Isvi de Dabra Sheinim Mizraim, Val Sheves Shekurin Anitoi, all these things you make a shackle on. This is what we discussed. What's with the, that was one of the questions on the page, what's with the rabbit food? The rabbit food which is, no, last one. It's okay. It should be this one, but it was on the last one. The fellow that he comes and he has this entire salad, and he has, among the things that he has there, is he has pieces of dill, and he has pieces of, and he has sprouts, and all types of things that are coming out. These are things that, up until 50 years ago, people left them for four-legged creatures. Now, all of a sudden, people became healthy, came in style to have all these types of sprouts. What's the story? At what point does it turn from a animal fodder, chaziz, which is shakal, to human fodder? So the truth is that the Rishonim already speak about this. The Ravid says, in Chalam, it depends whether or not it's Nizroim. And once it turns, if it's wild, then we look at it as Isva de Dabro. Then it's not considered a regular food, and therefore you make a shakal in it. However, once people already start planting it, then it comes into a regular food, and there's no reason why you should be eating, right? Lettuce more than we should be eating romaine lettuce more than we should be eating this type of sprout. It's also a type of grass to a certain extent, right? Leafy, but it's what people are used to eating. So that's what that became the norm. As long as it became the norm, and so people start planting it for that reason, then it gets the brei pri adama. It happens to be that the Magen Avraham brings down that the Arizal held that stamaza you always make a whether it's pri ha'etz or pri adama, even if it grows wild. Then you always make the richtige bracha, and you make a eitz on the priya eitz, and adam on the priya adam. But certainly, even if you're not going to like the Arizal, which Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down, so long as the people start planting it for the purpose of eating it, then an chanami is going to get the proper bracha, and in this case, it'll be a hadama. One last thing here, we mentioned in the past, just it came up here, and that is sheves. Sheves is dill, which the Gemara says as soon as you cook it, after you cook it, it's not roi lachil anymore. The halacha is if you eat the sheves when it's raw, then you make a shakal on it. Now, if you cook it, here's the chiddush. You cook it, the food, the shevet itself, is not very lechila after you cook it. You can't eat it. Before you eat it, before you cook it, it's shakol. But the water that you cook it in is adama. Halei davar. You have the water gets a more chashav bracha than the actual food itself. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because that's the way to properly use this spice, is by cooking it. So once you use the spice in the oifen that it's meant to be used, that's when it gets its bracha. That's like we mentioned many, many times in the past, that every vegetable, anything which grows out of the ground or grows, is whether it's adam or it's a eitz, it's always going to get the bracha in the oifen that it's being used. And that's why one thing, if you grind it up, it could turn into a shahakol. And the other thing, if you grind it up, it turns into an eitz. Why? Because you take an apple, the way that you use it is you eat it regularly. If you grind it up and you make it into applesauce, that's not the normal way. It's not nikar the pri, it turns into shahakol. As opposed to peppercorns, which are maybe ha'eitz, that's a shayla. That's what we saw with Machlokes Rishonim, to get to that. Nevertheless, nobody eats them like that. There should be ha'eitz, betzem. But nobody eats them like that, especially when they're dry. When you grind them up, then it turns into the proper bracha, whatever the bracha is supposed to be. Why? Because now that's the way that the food is supposed to be eaten. So too, if the way that the leaf is supposed to be used is by cooking it, then that's when it gets its bracha. And the vegetable itself can't get that bracha, because it's not really lachil after you cook it. But the water that you cooked it in, that it gave tam to, it gets that bracha. And that's why the pashas, the panim iris, in his second shuva, v'negeya tzitzi, we mentioned in the past, the Berhita brought it down. He brings a raya, kimat enal of tshuva, but from the Sheves, that we see that there's such a musig as something that you're not going to eat, like the Rush says. The Rush says the only time that the vegetable soup gets the bracha of the vegetables, if you're planning on eating the vegetables. He says, we bring a raya from Sheves, that it's not that way. That's only by something that you could eat the vegetables, but it's not the derech to eat the vegetables, then the soup gets the bracha, even if you don't eat the vegetables. But mainly he says the same way that by Sheves, even though you're not eating the Sheves, the water gets the bracha of the Sheves, so too by tea leaves. If you cook tea leaves, then the water gets the tam of the tea leaves, even though I'm not eating the tea leaves, since this is the normal way of using the tea leaves, the water is going to get the hadama. Lamaisa Panamira says that he himself makes a shakal, and that is the minigarlam, certainly. L'chero, afi, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here, you should be making adama. Unless you give me mechalik, the Tila David is mechalik, whether or not it's a drink or whether or not it's a food. But l'chur, the pashtus is that there's a chilik between, and maybe that's at the end of the day why we always make a shakal. Since anything which is a shtir, we make a shakal on. Except for grape juice, wine, and olive oil together with any grain. And lemon juice. That is Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Alachemis levade nevarach klum v'nei shum azikai. Somebody that drinks vinegar by itself, that is mazik, and the mela person doesn't make a bracha at all. L'chur, according to Rambam, maybe by Shem and Zayis, you should be making a shakol. The Lamaisa, the Mechaber Paskins, Neshem Azika, Ein Varach Klum. The Mishnah Berurah says that Zafka is something which is Chaymetz Chazak, which bubbles when you pour it. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Hanami, our Chaymetz is not so strong, and therefore you would make a shakol in it. V'chein HaMinik Pashut, he says, that people that have chaymetz, if you drink the chaymetz, you would make a shakal on it. Now, much of our vinegar, bizmanenu, is totally synthetic. It's artificial. It's not made out of, it's certainly not made out of, you can tell by the price that it costs 5 shekel, as opposed to if you try to buy wine vinegar, or you buy these type of things, then it costs you 40 or 50 shekel. It's that's real vinegar, but they're not. That's not the standard vinegar that they're selling the synthetic vinegar. That also, l'chera, since it's people use it as a food staple, even though it's totally synthetic, l'chera, the bracha is also shahakol. So also in the Shari bracha, he brings down the different types of vinegars, and he's not mechalek in the bracha. So long as you're nene, it's also not so strong, and therefore, you would make a shahakol on it. I wouldn't suggest drinking it, but the bracha would be shahakol. Siv gimel, reich echol levatam yechamra, chamru hum avarach lebrei piyagofen. If it, wine starts going bad and starts smelling off, as long as it tastes okay, even though it's smelling off, nevertheless the bracha is still going to be Brei Pri Hagafen. If This is something which is not so uncommon. A person takes out grape juice or whatever it is that he has in the back of his fridge that's been sitting there for a few weeks, and he pours it for a kiddush or for Avdallah, and he makes the Beit Pri Hagafen on it, and he starts drinking in it, and it's not good. It's just not good. I'll drink it because he has to make a... But the question is, was he yaita b'chal? Did he have it? If the bracha is only... I think that's begeder nimnoim l'shteisai. The Bir Halacha writes that we're not bekeim in what it means nimnoim l'shteisai. That's what he says. But l'chayra, yizichar have a suffix whether or not you're yaita in this case, whether or not nimnoim l'shteisai, especially bizmanenu, that people are so much more finicky, feinschmeckers. Anything which is a little bit off, that's it. We're not going to take the chance. What does a bottle of wine cost? What does a bottle of grape juice cost? It's not going to be nice. The Pasha says people wouldn't drink it, and therefore, Yeshlein, whether or not you're Yetzer with your Beit Pri Hagafen. The Kav HaChaim says you are Yetzer with the Evin. L'chari, the reason is because Saif, it's Pri Hagafen. At the end of the day, it's Pri Hagafen. That's Be'etzim, what we pass Kim Benegia to all the different things. Boiser, and all these things that we say that you shouldn't be Mevarach on, the Bracha Re'uya. But if you were Mevarach the Bracha Re'uya, then you're Yetzer with the Evin. Because Lamaisa Saif Saif, it is a Priya Eitz, it is a Priya Gofen. This is a Priya Gofen, and therefore, B'di Eved, you'd be Eitz Lechara. The Shari Bracha points out something interesting. He says that, let's say you have the wine, you come back after Pesach, and your wine has been in the fridge, your grape juice has been in the fridge for the last 5 weeks, and you don't know if it's still good anymore. So he says, you're allowed to taste it beforehand to see whether or not it's good or not. Certainly, if you're just putting it in your mouth and you spit it out, even if you're just going to swallow it, if it's not for the purpose of drinking, just to taste to see if it's off, then you're allowed to taste a little bit without a bracha, and to see if it's off. Now, yesh la'ayin, whether or not you're allowed to do that by kiddush and avdala, because you're not allowed to drink beforehand. So even though it doesn't have a shame achila, shame hanos achila b'negeat the bracha, but b'negeat to the achila of kiddush and avdala, yesh la'ayin, what would be in that case? Certainly, if you put it in your mouth and you spit it out, I think it's not a problem. To swallow it also, Yishlein, it doesn't have a shame achila. I don't know if that it would be considered. If it doesn't have a shame achila, when it gets a bracha, then the chera also...
You have enough from it, right?
I'm sorry?
You have enough from it.
You have enough from it?
Yeah.
If the reason why you're doing it is not for the achila, then you don't make a bracha on it, even if you have enough from it. That's not considered... We do say, also, in this one is a bracha, but that's only by a ma'is achila. That's what they were misakin it by. Something which is not considered a ma'is achila, they weren't misakin it by. I mean, even though you're nana, the same reason you're allowed to take a shower without making a bracha. Therefore, what? What's the intake? What defines intake? So that's the Rishonim speak out that it's only a ma'is achila. Achila chashuva. Why did they say only by intake? Because that's hano chashuva. Something that has to have a shame achila chashuva, shame hano chashuva like achila. Or reach also. Once it's considered achila, then you're doing it for hano, the way the Mishnah Berurah says. That a person has a little bit of enough from the salt, and therefore you make a bracha. But if the reason why you're doing it is not for a ma'is achila, then you wouldn't have to make a bracha. Yeah, for that reason. Benigeta. Yeah, so that's a shaila though, whether or not we pass him and get the tainus, whether or not you're actually allowed to swallow or not. So, it's machlekes b'chlal, but you get the bracha, is whether or not you're allowed to swallow. But, Chayav b'tolin that shaila. Very good. Sif hey. Shimre yain mevarach lein brei pri agafen enos me maim enosin shalosh midas to maim umatza arba havelik yain mazik mevarach brei pri agafen umatza poches. Then even if it's time yain, it's kua ba'alma ve'in mevarach alashakol. This is if you add into the sediments, you add water. So if you add 3 cups of water and after it sits there, you're able to pull out 4 cups of water from your barrel. That means that another cup of wine came out of the sediments, and that is the standard wine. 1 part wine, 3 parts water. That's yain mazik of Chazal. And therefore, you make a Beit Pri Hagafen on it. However, if you weren't able to pull out that amount, then the halacha is that even if it has tam yayin, if all you left with is 3.5 cups, nevertheless, you make a shakel. Then he says, "V'ha'inu b'yayinu shalehem, shayu chazakum. V'yayinu shalonu shini chazakum kolkach, afilu roma tlos tavas arba, enu baruch le Beit Pri Hagafen." Says the Mechaber, that which we take 3 parts wine, 3 parts water, 1 part wine, there's only the times of Chazal. Bizmanenu, so it's dependent on whatever Shir Shemoiz Gin Yain Beis HaMokim. Says the Ramo, B'vach L'yeh Ayayin Echad Mishish B'mayim. Shouldn't be 1/6. But Dvar Merav Senigra, what's going on over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah is Matmiya. He says the Mechaber is coming to be Machmer. He's coming to tell you that even 1/4 is no good. Says the Ramo, as long as not 1/6. Even 1/4 is already a problem. For sure 1/6 is going to be a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a chilek between sediments or wine. Sediments, he says the sediments you have up until 1/4, but if you're talking about wine, then you have up until 1/6. Why? What's the difference to you with wine? Chazal also said that wine, the derech mezigah is 3 parts water, 1 part wine. What's the difference? So Aruch HaShulchan says that there's differences between different mekaymis. Certain places they do up to 1/4, some places they do 1/6. And since that's also derech mezigah in certain cases, then we could reckon that to be considered wine, so long as it still tastes like wine. But if it's more than that, that's already considered batal daitei kolodim. You put in 1/7, you put in only 10% wine and 90% water, that's not going to be considered wine. There's nobody that does like that. What's lamaisa? What's considered wine bizmanenu benegeta brichas beipriagafin? So it's not clear. It's not clear because lamaisa mechaber paskins the nirish misharim b'shir shemoyz ginyain shabaisa mokin. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, he says, our wine is chalash, it's very weak, and therefore even a little bit of water is going to ruin it. That's what some of the places can say. Some places can say, it depends. Nowadays we have thousands of types of wine, and depending on how strong the wine is, it depends. You can't just give one klal. They have dalakahal, they have this stuff which is 4%, which probably added already tons of water. But it's a first cousin to wine. That's very weak. That's a very shvacha wine in a chanami, but you have wine which is 15, 16, 17%. That's mamish get up to. That's, I don't know, 17, but 15 for sure. And that you could. It's much stronger. You could add water to it. That's what it seems to be. The consensus of the Paiskim is that you go basar. What's the derech of that mokim? That's what would seem like in beginning of Simon Reish Beis. The derech to be meizik baisa mokim. Now. What does it say? It says on the back of many wine bottles, Berchosei Rei Pri Agafen Gam Ledas Marana Bet Yosef. What does that mean? So, the way that they explain it is that it has at least 50% wine. At least 50% wine, and therefore, according to Beis Yosef, that's considered Rei Pri Agafen. The little issue is that the Beis Yosef doesn't say that anywhere. We didn't say any Beis Yosef about that. Beis Yosef brings down the Maril here, that it's telling the Shir Shemayz Ginyayin Shemayz Amokin. Either 3-1, or Bezmanenu, depending on each one. The Rav Karp and his sefer in Hilchos Shabbos when he gave the kiddush, she's ma'arech when he gave this, and he says they should have said kosher lebirchas brei pregafen gam ledas marana prima gadim, because the prima gadim is the one that says that it's only in half. Kafachaim el yirabo or the summit, they say that. However, when the Beis Yosef says it's only in the regilis of the mokim, and lechura the regilis of the mokim, and therefore it could be even more than that. Svaradim, I think, are Mach B'Dafka. Many, according to Rav Avadia Yosef, was Marech B'Negeah to this Indian very much. And he made a Mapecha, and a lot of he said that even if the Ashkenazim are Mekel up until 1/6, he said he once gave a shir. And somebody came in with after the shir and told him that he works in a winery, and they only put in 17% wine, 1/6, they put in 70% wine, and the rest is added water. And it has Badats. The kids are. When Rav Avadia heard about that, he says up in arms. He says that the Sfaradim are saying on that, and the Sfaradim don't go with that. That we are up to 1/6. That's our Maaz Chiddush. On the Maaseh we go with Shir Mezigah. Maybe I think he said 2/3 was the way that he went, but certainly not 1/6. And Memela he darshened wherever he went. He darshened, and he told them that they have to be machmer. 70% is not enough. Exactly how much? And that's why many of them started putting on that it's at least 50%. At least 50% wine. And Lechura, whether Beis Yosef says it or not, but as long as it is 50% wine, then Lechura is Brei Pri Agafen. That is considered the Shir Mezigah, and it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Now, the issue is now if you want to add more water. If you want to add more water to that, then you're getting into an issue because it could be that it's already watered down. The best thing to do is to add in grape juice. Now, the grape juice itself, you can know, maybe has water inside. The fact that it says 100% TV natural just means that water is also natural. And therefore, I'm not joking. That's really serious. If it says 100% grape juice, then it's 100% grape juice. If it says 100% natural, lav dafka that it doesn't, or dafka lav, that it only has grape juice inside. And there could be that there's already water there. So, if you want to dilute it, if you have wine and you want to dilute it, but it's to use grape juice, a little bit of grape juice, or even a decent amount. It's only a cheshbon of how much water was inside. That's okay, but to add in water into your wine is not always the best deal, especially since often if you add in water, you're going to ruin the wine. And therefore, that already doesn't have shir mezigah. the best thing to do. If you want to add, some people do that, you add, mix the wine together with the grape juice, that would be okay. Now that's all with regard to wine. What's with regard to grape juice? Can you add, this din of 1/6 is also with regard to grape juice? So they bring down from Rosh Hashanah Zalman talks about this in his Tshuva, in Minchas Shleimus, in Mendalet, where he's talking about grape juice and wine from concentrate. And he says that there's not really, the din meziga that they said was with regard to wine. That's how it's always brought down, because wine is much stronger than grape juice. Grape juice is not strong at all, and doesn't have a strong taste, and therefore even a little bit of water could ruin the taste of the grape juice, that it's not going to be Brei Pirag Ofen. And Mimela, him and Rabbi Yashiv, they went that it's best not to, you should get 100% grape juice, and not be semich on other things. However, I don't think that the Minig of Erlam, there are those that are makbid on that. Certainly, I think Minig of Rav the Erlam is not to be makbid, that has to be 100% grape juice, and we're semich on the fact that as long as it has the tam of grape juice, and that's the normal way that people drink it, then it still has the Brei Pirag Ofen. They bring down from the Chazanish, the Chochani, the Benizgrel, they brought down from Edus, actually brings down the Hahara, that Chaim Kanievsky gave an Edus, B'Shem the Chazanish, that, Talmud the Chazanish, that he said that even Benigay to grape juice, we don't find that there's a chilek dafka benegia to wine, not benegia to grape juice. And maybe it's also okay to have water inside of your grape juice. As long as it's the derech to drink the grape juice like that, it's still going to blive a Brei Pirag Ofen. And that's how many people, or probably most people that rely certainly on buying the grape juice from the stores, which is not always 100%, and nevertheless make a Brei Pirag Ofen. However, it seems on a grape juice which comes from concentrate, which means that they evaporate most of the grape juice and you're left with like 10%, and it comes like a tarkiz, it comes a concentrate, and then you add in water afterwards, that many of the poskim say doesn't have the chashivas of Brei Pirag Ofen, and you would make only a shahakol in such a case. Sif Vav Temet Shreisim Micharzanev Shnei Salim Mayim Dinuk Tishmar. This is really the din of Temet Yain Tzmukim. We don't really have too much of this nowadays. Some people make raisin wine. Just one nekuda I'll point out, the raisins, the Mishnah Berurah says that there still has to be a little bit of lachluchis inside of the raisins, and I saw some of the Mechaberim pointing out that bizmanenu, most of our raisins are not so plump, and therefore they should not be used in making raisin wine. The Aruch HaShulchan already deals with this. In Siman Reish Beis, he says all of our wine is from raisin wine, because we do not have grapes, b'chlal, and our raisins, even if you squeeze them, nothing's going to come out of it. So really, he was matmiya, how can you make a Brei Pirag Ofen on this? And he goes to be marech to be metaritz the minig ha'erlam. However, l'chatchila, one should not use grape raisin wine. If you want to make it for yourself as a geshmaka, bein hazmanim activity, terrific. But for kiddush and avdallah, it's better to use real wine. That's if what? You shouldn't. You shouldn't. Even if you made it by yourself, during bein hazmanim. The... When you make a brain of fashis, lachur yes. If it don't be a shakal, it's not also suffic, that's lachur the pashtis. By our reason. Simin Reishvav. Simin Reishvav, Sif, Aleph, and Beis. These are very common halachis. I was speaking to my chavrus about it, discussing three different cases that I was asked in the past week and a half, when you get to these halachis that came up. And he said it's not just that the questions come up now, it's just that you made some leaves to it when you learn the halachas, and therefore discuss it. I'll mention the three cases, and we'll try to discuss them. The first was that somebody had in front of him, these were not written down on the page, they only came in after the questions came in. But they're all live questions. First one was, somebody sat down to lunch, it was a lunch of meat, rice, and vegetables. And Baruch Hashem, he learns Dine Kedima, and you know that Mezainis, even if it's Mezainis of rice, comes before Brei Pri Adama, which comes before Shahakol. Therefore, he sat down, picked up the rice and a spoon. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem Melech Ha'olam, Brei Pri Adama. So the truth is that we already saw in the Mishnah Berurah that it's a suffix b'chal, what Baruch Atah Mekam Rice, Adama, Mezainis. Certainly, you're Yetzer on the rice. That's not a question. The question is, what does he do now about the vegetables? Does he make a bracha on the vegetables or not? He already made Adama. That was the first question. Second question is, somebody was making a Shabbos party for his kids, and he had potato chips and popcorn. So, make Adama on the potato chips and pata the popcorn. Baruch Adah Hashem HaKenem Adach HaLom, Shakol Yiyeh B'dvarai. On the potato chips. Now what does he do? He had in mind to pata the popcorn, but he made the wrong bracha. Yaitse is Yaitse. He made a Shakol. You're Yaitse on the potato chips. Bechlal, should he continue eating? Should he not continue eating? What does he do now? Third case is more of a case that's not 100% negated to this, we'll bring it up because it's negiah to possible kislin is the next sugya as well. Ma'aseh shayeh kacha, a person sat down to have lunch of pancakes, breakfast of pancakes, and as he's eating pancakes, he is wondering if Kaplan would agree to this, that it's a mezainis. As he made the mezainis, after he made the mezainis, he's wondering, is it really a mezainis, or is this one, this is like one of the, if you're kaveh a sudan, you're going to have to make a moiti. He gets to one popcorn, one piece of pancake, and then realizes that it's not pancake, it's French toast. It's French toast. Now what do you do? Do you continue with a, make a new bracha? You say, it's really the question of when you make the wrong bracha, it's all really negated to here. You made the wrong bracha, but you're yet to be the Eved. Now what do? Do you make a new bracha? Should be Mesiach Das? Should you stop eating? Should you make a bracha HaMaiti and something else? You hurry, you have to wash your hands and make an Atil Sidan. The question is, do you have to make a new bracha Rishain or not? That's also kashur to this question. Achas la'achas. Not really, because we're going to leave that one, I think, for a possible Bakistan, because it's, which we, Be'ezer Hashem, will be starting this week, Baisai. So yes, for those that didn't know, exactly when this week, that's a good question, but Be'ezer Hashem, serious as can be. The Be'ezer Hashem. Birich says Mechaber, Birich al Peres Ilan Breipri Adama Yatzav, and Birich al Priya Adama Breipri Ha'et, Lo Yatzav. Hilchem u Mesupik Bepriyim u Priya Eta Priya Adama Varech Breipri Adama. Val HaKol im Omer Shehakol Yatzav Filo Pas Be'yayim. So Mechleg is the Gemara, we pass from the Maiso, that you're Yatzav, on even on Pasi Yain with a shackle. So if a person makes a hadama on ha'etz, he's yaitze, that's the Mishnah, but if you make a ha'etz on hadama, then you're not yaitze. Now, this that you make a hadama on ha'etz that you're yaitze. So you pick up an apple, now, you take a bite, you're yaitze, you're allowed to eat. The question is, are you allowed to take the second bite or not? What's the shayla? Says Rav Moshe, if a person made a mizaynus, we know, we mentioned in the past, we saw it in Reish Beis, Reish Ches Kam Apamim, that if a person makes a mezainos on anything except for salt and water, he's yaitze b'di'evin. Nevertheless, says Rav Moshe, Chilek Dalat Siman Mem, he says that you should only take one bite. Since it's not the Rich Gebracho, and Betzim, every bite is Mechayev, Soslan of Siman Mezid Lebracho. So if you have a bracha which is the Rich Gebracho, the pasur, terrific. But if you don't have the Rich Gebracho, so you're right. The first time that you made a mezainos, take a bite. It shouldn't be a bracha levatol, yaitze. But the second bite, he says you shouldn't. And therefore, if you have something else which is a shakal, you made a mezainis on something which is a shakal, even though you ate it, you should find something else which is a shakal, make a bracha on it. If you don't have something else as a shakal, Rumeish is machadish, that you could do a shinui mokim. Leave the building and be machayiv yourself, be gurim yourself a bracha. Te achiv bracha. Hezchadas. Ay, bracha shin etzricho. It's a bracha etzricho. It's not a bracha shin etzricho. And therefore, you should make a, you should do that. That's what Moshe said. Now, was that only by Mizrinis, which it doesn't say before in the Mishnah that you're Yetzir B'dievin, and Taka Mechleg is a Preiskim, or is that even B'negea to Hadama, which it says in the Mishnah Yetzir, or Shehakol, that it says Mefurish, that you're Yetzir on everything, it's a Bracha Kelelis. Not Mefurish in Ramesha, L'chura the Svara says that if you're masking that Mizrinis, you're Yetzir on everything, then L'chura should have the same din as Hadama and Yetzir, even though it's not Mefurish in the Mishnah. Because Lemaisa, you're Yetzir with the Bracha. You're right, Chazal or Kaveh is something else. But since you are Yetzir with the Bracha, which be the Eved, you are Yetzir. But it's not the Richtige Bracha. I mean, since it's not the Richtige Bracha, so you should really find something else to patter yourself up. That's Lechura, how it should come out. The. Now. Riva. The Ravid Shlito, in Chuvas van Hages, or Sturmbach, he brings down Ramayashi, he's Matmiya. He says, not every single. A bite is machayev a new bracha. It's also not necessarily a bracha. You made a bracha. You're right. You didn't make the right bracha, but you made a bracha, and the bracha you're yaitza. So you weren't nenameil zebulei bracha. So why do you have to go ahead and make a new bracha? The issur is don't be nenameil zebulei bracha. You went ahead and you made a bracha. You're right. You shouldn't have made this bracha, but you're yaitza with this bracha. So you weren't nenameil zebulei bracha. So what's the problem? So it could be if Talmud remembers from the beginning of the Zman, there was such a tzad that the Rebbein Yehuda says mafurish if a person makes a shahakal on something you're yotzi midei meilo. He says you shouldn't be doing that, but yasim idei me'ilo. There were those that wanted to be medayik, achreinim wanted to be medayik in the rush, not that way. That if you make the wrong bracha, then even though you're yasim idei me'ilo, you made hadama on ha'eth, nevertheless, you're not yasim idei me'ilo. You have to make the richtige bracha. It could be that that's what it's telling you, or you're yasim or you're not yasim. It's really telling you in this shayla. The mashmoy's and Mishnah Berurah is that you're allowed to continue eating, He doesn't tell you in Sif Beis, as we'll see, that you have to make a new bracha. You have to be Misneach Das. Mashmoy says that there is no problem for them to continue eating. Lechatchila, certainly, if you have a different food, you should make the richtig bracha on the other food. There's another chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he says that if a person made a hadama on an apple, he has two apples in front of him, he makes a hadama on an apple, and he starts eating an apple, and he says, wow, these apples are really delicious. And his wife says, okay, yeah, and she brings him a few more apples. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, you're not yoytze with the bracha on the apples that came afterwards. Only what was in front of you, not the other apples. Even though generally, if you would have made an eight on apples, and more apples come afterwards, you're yoytze, as long as it's the same min. In this case, since you didn't make the richtige bracha, then you're not yoytze. Not exactly clear why. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you're yoytze on these apples. You're yoytze on these apples, and you're allowed to continue eating the apple. It's not like Ramesha that says you only take one bite. You're allowed to finish this apple and go to the next apple that's in front of you as well. So what's the difference on the other apples which are not in front of you? In the Hanami, it's not 100% clear. The Pisgei Halacha, he brings down, he says that there's poiskim that say not like the Aruch HaShulchan. I think the Be'er Moshe goes not that way. And he says, Savik Bracha is Lahakol, Mestaver Shelo Yivarach Sheinis. In the Hanami, on the other apples that come, you should not be Mavarch. Now, what that's been again to those halachas. Now, what's the story with the person that makes a hadama on his apple, and he has an orange as well? Is he yoytze on the orange? That wasn't discussed over here. We only discussed the case where you made a hadama on the apple. What happens if you make a hadama on the apple and you want also pata the orange? Are you yoytze or not? So the Rebbe Tzvir Frank in Har Tzvi, he's mechalek. He says it depends what your kavana was when you made this bracha. He says that if you made the bracha, when you made the bracha, you made the Brei Pri Adama. If Be'etzim, you're trying to make a Brei Pri Eitz just by accident you said Brei Pri Adama, then in Echanam you're going to be Yetzei even on the second one as well. Why? Because your Kavana was also on that fruit. I'm sorry, he's talking about a case where second case. You have the case that we mentioned beforehand, the mezainus of the rice. The case of the rice. You made a hadama on the rice, and you want to pater, and you want to know whether or not you have to make a bracha on the vegetables as well. So he says it depends why you made the hadama on the rice. If you thought that the bracha on the rice was hadama, then in a chanami l'chura, you're going to pater up the hadama of the rakas as well, because you had that in mind. However, in a case where by accident you said the wrong thing, you made a hadama, then l'chura you weren't being mechavan to pater up the yirakis at all. You were planning on making mezainis now. By accident you said hadama. Your kavana was not to pater up the other yirakis. Your kavana was only on the rice. Therefore, you're not going to pater the vegetables in that case, and you'd have to make a new bracha on the vegetables. In a case where you thought that the bracha on the rice was hadama, then in chanami, even though you made a mistake, and you made the wrong bracha, but since this bracha works on the rice, and your kavana was obviously when you made the bracha on the rice, also to pater up the vegetables which are also adama, then in that case you're going to be yoytze. You're going to be yoytze as well on the other thing. The second case we'll discuss in Sif Beis, which is more clear. So that's what it comes up in our first case. This fellow that made a hadama on his rice, l'chari should have to make a new hadama on his vegetables, since when he made the hadama on the rice, he did not have kavana to make to have the vegetables in mind. If you have a different vegetable, maybe it's better to, if you had something that wasn't in front of you, maybe it's better to find that thing, but l'chari, according to this, it's clear that you should have to make a hadama. Now, one other halacha before we go to Sif Beis. If you make a shakal, you're yetze even on pas v'yayin. What other brachas are you yetze on pas? So, we mentioned in the past, we saw the Bir Halacha brings down, if you make a mezainos on bread, then you're yetze b'diavid. What happens if you make a ha'etz on bread? Or you make hadam on bread? So, are yaitzer b'dievin. Now, what's the tzad that you should be yaitzer with a eitz b'chlal on bread? It says halavai that bread should grow on trees, as they say. But it doesn't grow on trees. Certainly, doesn't grow on trees. It comes from the ground. Why should be yaitzer? So the truth is that we saw that there is a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes tanaim, which eitz was Adam Rishon Eichel from? What was the eitz hadas? According to Yehuda, the eitz hadas was chita. Memele says the Kesser Mishnah that according to Yehuda, since the eitz hadas was chita, so it is considered a priya eitz. The garinim which come off of the stalk are considered a priya eitz, and therefore with the eved you'd be yaitzim. He's mistapik. But he says lachar according to Yehuda you'd be yaitzim. This Rishon brings it down. It is matmiya on him. L'chera not. Now, that's with the eitz. Peseder, that's a chiddush l'chera. But Brit Pri Adama is very clear. It comes from wheat, and wheat comes from the ground. The shal is, when Chazal were mafkia the bracha of Adama, and they said that you have to make a maitzi on it, is it that they were mafkia in Gansin, that your brachal even be the evidence or not yetze? Or it's only the chatchila, you're supposed to make something else. You should be mevarach the bracha mevareret, like fruit. You should be mevarach eitz. If you didn't, you made Adama, that's okay. So too by bread or mezenis. You should make lechatchila, you should make the more mevur bracha. If you didn't, b'di yevin, you ate b'di yevin. That is also machlekes, according to Kesem Meshach L'chor for sure. Tzemach Tzedek, others bring down that you ate b'di yevin with Adama. Tzemach Lekes Apreiskim, the Aruch HaShulchan says lehedi not. The Ritva already says not in Hilchas Bracha, so you're not ate b'di yevin with Adama. It is a machlekes Apreiskim. And therefore, la'alach la'maisa. If you made l'chor, both of them are safik, you should really get somebody else to patter you with a birchas ha'maitzi. If you don't have somebody else to patter you with a birchas ha'maitzi, so I would think that if you made ha'etz on it, then according to Rav Rubam of the Paiskim, first of all, it's only one shita in the Tanaim of what Eta Adam Rishon was, and even if you want to go take that shita, it's not so passionate that we're going to say that when you get the brachas, it's also going to have the same bracha. And therefore, l'chor, if you don't have somebody else, you made ha'etz for some reason. Said flax bread, and flax bread. I don't know what's flax bread, bro. Bread, bread. Kitzer, are you yitzu b'dieved? L'chor, I would say you're not yitzu b'dieved, and you should make a new hamaytze lechem in aretz. If you made hadama, then it's already not so pashut at all. That's mamasha kama v'kama paiskin that say you're yitzu b'dieved with on bread, and therefore you should not make a new bracha. If you have somebody else to be mitzi with hamaytze, terrific. If not, not. The last halacha here is if beis Hashem for today. This is, you had tznoin v'zayis lefanav, you had a radish and you had a olive in front of you, and you made hadama on the radish, and you had in mind to pater the olive as well. The halacha is, according to the mechaber, that you're yetzer. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shari Tshuva that many achronim say you're not yetzer. You can't be gerer the bracha of the ha'et with your hadama, which is the less chashuv of a bracha, since it's not the richtige bracha for the zayis. One of the only places that the Mishnah ever gives you such a eitzo, if not the only place, maybe there's one other place. The best thing to do is to be nimlach, is to change your mind that you're not going to eat it now. You're not going to eat the fruit now, and that way you'll mechayev yourself, you're being mesiach das, you mechayev yourself to make a new bracha. The Yishlein why didn't say to make a shini mokim, leave, that's the chari the best. But frat, that what does this mean that you should be misiach das? Nimlach shloi lechol miyad apri. First of all, what are you nimlach? You're not really nimlach, you're planning on eating it still. You always know in the back of your mind that you're planning on eating it. What does this mean? You're pushing it off for 5 minutes? How long do you have to push it off also? Liyosh shloi lechol miyad apri aitz. Alach rezman. How much time? 5 minutes? 7 minutes? 13 minutes? 2.5 minutes? Where do you draw the line? So, l'chor the vart is that Mesiach Das means that you decide that I'm not eating it now. Hesach Das means that I'm not going to eat something now. I'm in the middle of a suda and I'm stopping to eat. Hav lam v'nivrach. I'm not going to eat. Anytime that a person decides that he's not eating, that already is considered Hesach Das, even if it's for 1 minute. As long as there's a time that I decided that lehedi, I'm not going to eat for that amount of time, then it was already Mesiach Das from the Achila, and afterwards I'm ready to eat. There's a story with the... It was mentioned here last week, we mentioned the story, that there was a bunch of tzifa of Rabbanim that got together, and they were downing on something, they put out food, and they were downing on something, I don't know what they went to eat. Davin in the middle, and something happened, and the question came up, were they Mesir Das or not Mesir Das? Some say yes, they were Mesir Das, you have to make it a bracha, some say not. Mamash, a whole deal, gets the one Rav gets up, and he gives a clap, he says, Oy meves nisht, me'es nisht. If you don't know, you don't eat. Everybody's like taken aback, well, say it. Okay, fine. The Rav said, you don't eat. He says, okay, now everybody can eat. We're all Mesiach Das. There's no din of Mesilta Sefer. That's Be'etzem Asach HaZadat. As long as there's a Zman that you're not going to eat for sure, here it was telling you V'das Achir. But once you're Mesilta Das even for a second, that's already Machayev a new Bracha in this case. That's the Chiro, what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Now the last case that we have, and that was the other case that we have with potato chips and the popcorn, you made a Hadama on the, you made a shock on the potato chips with intention, was by accident. Attention to pot to the popcorn as well. Now, L'chura, in this case, you had Kavana Be'etzem. It's different than the case that we said beforehand. In this case, they were both the same bracha. Both the popcorn and the potato chips are the same bracha. Therefore, when you made your bracha on the popcorn, on the potato chips, your Kavana was also for the popcorn. You punked, made the wrong bracha. You made the wrong bracha, you made a shakal. And therefore, you're only yet to be the Evan. The question is, in this case, are we going to say the same thing that, like the case of the Mishnah Berurah, the same way that Bidi Eved, you're gerer the other food? Or do we say no? That's only when you gerer the other food, when you made the right bracha on the food that you're about to eat, then you could be gerer the other food desires, even though it's the wrong bracha. But if even on the food that you're eating now it's the wrong bracha, then it doesn't have koyach to be gerer the second food as well, which is also the wrong bracha. So the Vizayas of Bracha and his child should choose at the end of the Sefer. He dons on the Shaila. He's mitzadeh that you should make a new bracha. Yesh lo don on the rise. If anybody that has time to look at it, Shalas v'tshuva simin beis. He dons on the Shaila. He's mitzadeh that in Echnami you should. Certainly, according to Ramesha, certainly you should make a new bracha. And you should even be, and you could even leave the room to make a new bracha. I would think, according to Ramesha, that you could probably, in this case, even lechatchila make on the popcorn, hadama. Because it's mamish, you're yet to only be the evidence on this, and this is not even the food that you're mevarach on. L'chera. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so clear. What would be in this case? The Mishnah Berurah does not discuss this case. Lamaisi said that you could be ger something which is the wrong bracha. It's a suffix bracha l'halka, and you shouldn't make a new bracha. Yesh l'ayin if this case is included or not. Therefore, I wouldn't be so fast to say to make a new bracha on the hadama, on the popcorn. The best thing to do is to be machlan not to eat it right away, or to make a hezchadas, or to find the third thing, which is a shakal. Probably, if you put it against the wall and you don't have any other etzel, and you mamish have to eat it right now, then you probably could make a hadamah on the popcorn as well.